Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to episode 36 of the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to create momentum in your business. So, what does the word momentum mean to you? Personally, when I hear the word momentum in relation to the business world, I think of someone who has experienced or is currently experiencing a series of successes. So momentum in business is, you know, to me, is when you have one success that just builds on top of another and another until success is just expected because it happens over and over again. You create a model for your business where success is the only acceptable outcome. Success is the norm. And ideally, that's how we all would run our business, right? So before we dive into how to create momentum, I think it's important to keep in mind that it is a building process. Momentum, you know, it starts small and then it builds up to something bigger. So it's kind of like, you know, the snowball that's rolling down the hill. It starts as a small snowball, and then as it picks up more snow rolling down the hill, it's going to grow into a bigger snowball. So each win, each sale, each accomplishment, it builds a new layer until you've created this really huge, giant snowball of success. So just try to keep that in mind to not get frustrated that it does take time and it's a process. And you know, starting a business, it's really challenging, like really freaking challenging. And it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of guts to put yourself out there. And when you first start, it can feel like it's taking forever to get that first win, you know, let alone even enough wins to start calling it momentum. And I tell anyone who asks me about starting a business that they really need to be willing to commit to a full year, you know, like that full first year of working hard and being okay with potentially not making a ton of revenue in return. That first year, it typically involves a lot of sweat equity. And it's not uncommon for that sweat equity to, you know, for that person that's putting in the sweat equity, for it to feel like a waste of time in the beginning, especially if you are working and you're not making as much money as you had hoped. So if you're not getting a lot of sales in return. But it really is more about learning the ropes and getting social proof. If you're building your knowledge base and your social proof, you know, is building, it helps to get that solid foundation in your business, which is actually how you generate more revenue later. So it is kind of a paying your dues of sorts. Because that first year can be so difficult, a lot of people give up and then they call their business a failure. But in reality, they didn't push through that initial tough period that pretty much everybody goes through. And they never actually even gave their business a chance. And so being impatient or not being willing to like push through, it kills any chance at ever starting to gain momentum. You never even gave it the opportunity. Now, that being said, the very first step that you can take towards building momentum is really taking the time to evaluate your feelings towards your business. Now, naturally, you know, when you start your business, you start out with, you're just full of excitement and you're raring to go. You know, you post a few things online and you expect to make $1 million and be, you know, super famous instantly. I mean, look at all of the people on social media that they post that they, you know, they're gazillionaires selling products online and they're all working poolside from their laptops and they're just living this glamorous life. hardly doing anything, but they sell online. So this image that's portrayed on Instagram specifically, it sets an unrealistic expectation for a lot of us and a lot of people that decide that they want to sell products online. So honestly, I've yet to meet anybody in real life who actually has a job like that. So when we aren't instantly killing it and, you know, the online selling bit isn't as easy as everyone makes it look, it's easy for those negative thoughts to, you know, start creeping in, because then you think you're doing it wrong because all of these other people are portraying it as being so easy. So this is the first battle. Having that negative mindset towards your business, it can inadvertently block your momentum. When you start to focus on that negative aspect of your business or any negative aspects of your business, you're instantly going to find more and more negative things pop up. It's just how the human brain works. If you decide that, you know, things aren't going well, then they just aren't. Have you ever, you know, had, you know, you were got invited to a party, you decided before that, you know, it's just going to be horrible, I'm not going to have fun, and then you got there and it was the worst party that you ever went to? You decided before you went that it wasn't going to be fun, and then the whole time you were there, you were looking for reasons why it was the worst party ever. It's just what your brain does. So that's not to say that you can just decide that things aren't great and you will, that you can decide that things are, you know, going to be great and that you will make $1 million. You do have to put work behind those thoughts, but it's much easier to do well when you're putting work behind positive thoughts than it is to put work behind negative thoughts. You're far more likely to reach your goals if you aren't having to work against your own self-defeating thoughts. So this negative mindset can also manifest itself in a lot of different emotions. But the most common are, you know, fear that things are going to fail, anxiety, frustration, procrastination, to where you're just putting things off and not wanting to work on your shop at all or work on things at all. And, you know, yes, there are times that running a business can come with some level of fear and anxiety. You know, for example, when you're launching a new product line, I've yet to hear of a seller that, you know, doesn't experience launch fear and have feelings of anxiety that, you know, no one's going to like their new line or, you know, no one's going to buy anything. But they're able to overcome that negative mindset and push through to the other side because they know that the only way to gain or keep that momentum within their business is by continuing to research and release new products. So you have to make a conscious effort to push through those uncomfortable feelings, push them out of the way so that you can continue to make progress in your business. There has to be a willingness, you know, to take a risk and trust the process. And there also has to be an understanding, you know, that without some risk, there isn't going to be much of a reward. If you didn't want there to be any risk, you would have stayed in a 9-to-5. So you just have to decide how much risk you're comfortable with, how much risk you're willing to take. We do want the risks that we take in our business, you know, to be calculated and educated decisions. We don't want to just be throwing money down the drain and hoping that it works out. We don't do hope marketing. We don't do these things where we just make things and hope that people find them. We are taking these risks based on market research and selling a good product so that these risks are not quite as risky as just showing up and hoping that we make money. But when you get stuck focusing on those emotions of fear or frustration, our creativity and our productivity, they get blocked, which in turn, that blocks momentum or it stalls it. And then that can cause you to give up before you've ever even given yourself the opportunity to succeed, because then you get caught in the cycle of frustration and fear and not being able to reach your goals. So that's the first thing I want you to think about, is how you're feeling about your business, what kind of emotions, what kind of emotional cycle you're stuck in with your business, and determine if you need a mindset shift. Now, You may be thinking, feelings, blah, blah, blah. All right, I don't care about my feelings. If you are, I have a few other things for you to think about when you're working on building momentum. So stick with me, okay? The second way to create momentum in your business is to set clear goals. So how do you do this? Depending on where you are in your business, this may look a little different for you. If you are just starting out and you've never sold a product, your goals are going to look a little different from someone who's been selling, you know, for 2 or 3 years. But what I want you to do is brainstorm the top 2 or 3 goals you really want to achieve in your business for the next year. And don't make this a generic goal list just full of things, you know, like run a successful shop. Really think about it. What does a successful shop look like to you? When you're trying to generate momentum, it's better to really be clear and focused here. So for instance, maybe when you think about what something, you know, something that's successful, when you think about that, it may mean that you're going to grow your email list by 200 more subscribers, or you're going to get 500 sales on your website by the end of the year. Write down 2 or 3 reasonable is very important here, and measurable goals that you want to meet for the upcoming year. And included in this goal setting process is the steps that you're going to take to meet these goals. So you can't just say you want more email list subscribers and then go watch Netflix for 14 hours a day. You have to decide what you're going to do to make it happen. So how are you going to make your goals happen? This, you know, this also works if you want to do it in like a smaller time frame. So say maybe you want to do it in 60 days or 90 days for smaller goals, if you want to work on smaller tasks for your shop. But the important thing is momentum doesn't just happen. You have to know what you're working towards. Now, for the third step is once you have decided what your goals are, it's time to get to work. Now you've actually got to do it. So remember, we aren't going to say, oh yeah, it would be really cool to get 100 sales this month and then Netflix and chill. So we're not just hoping that the universe is going to make it happen. That's not how this works. You have to actually put the work in. So momentum takes discipline. If you feel like you're struggling to get momentum in your shop, I want you right now to commit to showing up in your shop every day for a year, or, you know, whatever your goal is. If it's, you know, you have a weight loss goal or a writing goal or whatever, commit to showing up for your goal on a daily basis, every day, 7 days a week for 1 year. If you're really serious about growing your shop and you show up and you work on your shop, you really work on your shop for a year, you will see growth. And I'm not talking about playing favorite games or just willy-nilly promoting. And just as a side note on that, if you're playing favorite games, please stop it. Those games hurt your conversion rates, you know, because most people just favorite and they leave, so you bounce out. So Etsy sees that you have a lot of people that come to your shop and then leave, so then it bumps you down in your Etsy search. So no more of that. Put your efforts into something more beneficial. Put your time into actual strategies that help to grow your shop. And when I say show up for your shop on a daily basis, I'm talking about dedicating a solid year to doing things like researching your audience, building a brand, developing, you know, a top-notch customer service strategy. And most important out of all of that is creating a solid product line. I promise you, if you show up for your shop every day for a year, you will 100% see momentum starting to build in your shop. Showing up and working on your goals that you've outlined every day so that there's no other option but to have progress if you show up and work on it every day for a year. Your audience, they'll have no choice but to find you, because after working on it and being so committed that you will have become so dedicated to serving them, they will have no choice but to know you and to find you and to buy from you. So let's really talk about this. you know, every now and then you'll see these shops that, you know, they get featured on BuzzFeed or they go viral somehow and they become super famous overnight. And if they don't have goals or strategies in place, they don't maintain that momentum, and those sales, they eventually taper off. So they don't remain superstars forever unless they're disciplined and they have processes in place to keep that momentum going. So it's imperative that you create a routine or a schedule and you stick to it. It really is a case of slow and steady wins the race. You will be so much better served to build a solid foundation for your shop in the beginning so that you have a business that can last for years, maybe even a lifetime. But to get started, you have to show up for your goals every day. It's super important for you to do this and to be dedicated and committed to your goals and to your shop. But if it is important for you, it also has to be at the top of your to-do list. If there's other priorities that come first, there's no shame in that. That's perfectly fine. It just may mean that you have to be willing to accept that the growth or the momentum is going to be a little bit slower than if you are able to show up and work on it every day. So your daily schedule, it needs to be centered around the goals that you're working towards. If you're working on building your Instagram following, it doesn't make sense to spend all day on Twitter. You're just going to need to be implementing Instagram strategies instead. So prioritize your to-do list based on what's going to get you closer to meeting your goals. Now, once you've evaluated your mindset, you've set your goals, and you've built a routine, it's time to start looking at who you are spending time with, or better yet, who you are looking to for advice and input when it comes to your business. The most important thing that you can do is stop listening to people who haven't done what you're doing. So what am I talking about there? I'm talking about people who have never started a business, and even more importantly, people who aren't supportive. Those people and the doubting thoughts that they put in your mind, they're going to be stalling your momentum because they're causing you to be back into that negative mindset that we talked about at the beginning. You have to find people who are encouraging, find people who are knowledgeable, and you have to build your own tribe of people who will encourage and educate you in a way that will help you to achieve your goals. Now, don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean surrounding yourself with yes people. Having people who ask questions and they challenge you, that's important for personal growth. But you do have to be selective about who you surround yourself with and if those people are helping you or hurting you when it comes to meeting your goals. You can also do this by listening, you know, to audiobooks, to podcasts, to YouTube videos, anything that provides valuable information for you and helps you to reach your goals. You have to decide that you are laser focused on reaching your goals, and once you decide on how you're going to do it, you also have to surround yourself with people who are supportive, and that can be physically or virtually. However, you need to build that tribe for yourself. Now, momentum can take a bit to get started, and is something, you know, sometimes a game of perseverance, but I have no doubt that you can do it. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. I would love to hear from you on Instagram at Sassy Business Besties, or in the Facebook group, the Sassy Creative Business Besties. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Chat with you soon. Bye.